Pride events in Montreal continue to split over the topic of Palestine. On July 30th, Fierté Montréal, the organization which runs the official Pride parade in the city, issued a statement condemning, quote, genocide in Gaza, unquote. In tandem with their statement, Fierté also banned two groups from participating in the parade for, quote, hateful discourse, unquote. The groups were Ga'ava, a Jewish LGBTQ plus organization in the city, and the Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs, the CIJA. Both groups have expressed views sympathetic with the Israeli Defense Force. The banning of these groups drew controversy. Five liberal MPs, including Montréal's Anthony Housefather, penned an open letter to Fierté Montréal, calling on them to reverse the ban. Less than a week later, the ban was reversed. The two groups were invited back into the Pride parade. The chair of Fierté Montréal's board of directors also resigned ahead of this announcement, citing personal reasons. Fierté released a statement reading, although this was not Fierté Montréal's intention, the announcement was perceived by the Jewish community in Quebec as a way to exclude them from its events, unquote. The president of one of these banned and promptly reinvited groups, Ga'ava, Carlos A. Godoy, who describes himself as an ally to the Jewish community, provided a public statement about the barring and reinstating of his organization at Pride.
Either we are inclusive or we are not. In Montreal, Pride has always been an inclusive space for every LGBTQ plus member of the community to be their authentic self, and we cannot ask Jews to not be their authentic selves in the Pride parade.
But more LGBTQ plus Montrealers have been leaving mainstream Pride events over this neutrality. This summer, the organization Wild Pride emerged as an alternative to Fierté, with its own parade and events being more explicitly political. Another group, Rad Pride, has also been organizing its own events. To comment on this split in the community is Austin Clayman, a vocal Jewish LGBTQ plus activist in Montreal who wants to see Pride circles condemn genocide in Gaza. They say they won't be participating in Fierté's parade this year.
As a Jewish queer person, I think it's important for queer organizations to take stances on issues like the Gaza genocide and to stay on the right side of history, because the number one threat to queer people in the Middle East right now is the genocide being committed by the Israeli government. Israel is not acting in the name of queer and trans people, but they continue to claim that. And when a genocide is being committed in our name as Jews and our name as queer and trans people, I think it's all the more important that queer and trans organizations and Jewish organizations speak up. I think it's also just the right thing to do is to speak up against genocide.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.